This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. peace negotiations with the Taliban are off. U.S. President Trump says he called off the secret talks that were supposed to be held Sunday at Camp David with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and major Taliban leaders. This after the insurgent group said it was behind an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raises hopes of renewed efforts to end the war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. From Moscow, Charles Means reports.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. The exchange caps a promise by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin to bring home Ukrainian prisoners and ultimately end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a lasting peace. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Storm Dorian made landfall over Nova Scotia Saturday evening as a post-tropical cyclone. Nova Scotia Power Inc. told the AP most Halifax customers without power Saturday. On Friday, Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper said at a news conference, Dorian was a sobering event for many people.
People at Ocracoke, even though many of them have lived there a long time and their families have lived there, there was somewhat a state of shock from the significant storm surge that they saw coming in.